Previously on The Princess of South Beach. My long-lost twin, Maria del Carmen, and my maid, Estrella, want to get revenge on my fake parents, Luisa and Esteban, for murdering our biological mother and stealing me as a baby. Wow, what a sentence. If that wasn't enough, we found out that Raul got me pregnant on purpose because his dad, Nacho, wants access to our family fortune. Yes, that is the same Nacho who happens to be sleeping with my dad, Esteban, the conservative candidate in the upcoming elections for mayor of Miami. Ay, Dios mío. All this plot twisting is so dramatic.
Maria, Maria!
Shh, they're gonna hear you.
Don't worry, there's nobody here. Luisa is at the club and Esteban is off doing some rich person sport like badminton or lacrosse or something. The house is all ours to snoop around and investigate.
Oh, finally. That's great.
Gloria, mi amor. The kid to my cat, the Hakuna to my Matata.
Raul, you can't just walk in here. What if I was asleep or in the bathroom or even, like, naked?
Hi, Gloria. I love that you haven't lost your confusing sense of humor despite the temporary amnesia. Sorry for bursting in. I was just so excited to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you in weeks, amor de mi vida.
We saw each other literally 48 hours ago.
Hours, days, months, years. What is time for a man in love? You know what we need? A proper date. Something deeply romantic.
I'm a little busy today, Raul.
That's not true. I took a peek at your calendar. You are completely free.
I have a calendar?
I can't hold it in any longer. I have a wonderful date all planned out for us. Surprise!
Oh my God, really? I've never been on a date. I mean, since the temporary amnesia.
We're doing something we've never done before. Something you couldn't have dreamt up in your wildest dreams.
like go-karts?
Even wilder.
Actually, Raul, Gloria still isn't feeling good enough to go out on exciting dates. Isn't that right, Gloria?
She looks perfectly fine to me. Will you give me the pleasure of taking you on an incredibly romantic day of thrilling adventures, my sweet love, Rose?
Okay. Yes. All right. I'm in.
Perfect. I'll come pick you up around 2. See you then, mi amor. The icing to my donut, the milk for my brazen bran, the glasses on my face, the shoelaces on my perfect shoe.
Oh, hey, Maria del Carmen. Did you forget I exist? You promised we were going to investigate today.
Yes, but did you hear what Raul said? He has a surprise filled with, and I quote, thrilling adventures. What if he takes me to Disney?
Girl, it's overrated. Oh. It's a small world, ain't even small. It's big, and they all look creepy.
I don't know what that is, but what if he takes me in a hot air balloon?
Those things are pretty dangerous. You hot in an air? You want to be in hot air in a balloon? It sounds stupid.
What about a pony ride at sunset on the beach?
You cannot ride ponies as an adult. You're too big.
Estrella, the most exciting thing we do at the convent was go on a picnic, which is just eating, but outside. And with ants. Can I enjoy being Gloria just for today? Please?
All right, fine. But tomorrow we work on our investigation and revenge and sabotage the whole day. Got it?
Well, I promise. Oh my God, I wonder what this date is gonna be like. I have a good feeling about the ponies.
Maria, I didn't told you. You cannot ride ponies as an adult. It won't be my little pony. It'll be my little broke-ass pony.
So, while Maria del Carmen gets ready for her big day, Luisa is across town with her therapist, Dr. Goldberg, planning one of her own.
And then he turned over and told me he couldn't because he had a headache.
And how did that make you feel?
I mean, he's had a headache every night for the last 6 years, so I wasn't surprised. Honestly, it's fine. I don't care. My life is perfect.
Right. Luisa, if you really want to reconnect with your husband, maybe you have to try something new. What if you surprise Esteban with something? Something unexpected. You know, break up their routine.
A surprise? I guess I haven't stopped by Esteban's office in quite a while. I could drop in for a quick visit.
Sure. Even something simple like taking him lunch can shake things up and spark a change.
You know, doctor, despite the fact you aren't a real doctor.
A psychiatrist is a real doctor.
Sometimes you do have good ideas.
Thank you, Luisa. Oh, well, we're out of time, thank God. See you next week.
Looks like Esteban is in for an unpleasant surprise. And Luisa might be too.
Ah, see, 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 see. And give me 10 of those suit jackets and, oh, one in each color. Yes, and quick, I am dropping these off as a sexy surprise for my husband.
Yes, Mrs. Calderon. You know, we also have ties that go with each one.
Perfect. I'll take all of them.
Hola, Luisa.
Nacho.
You look so... you.
Hi. What are you doing here?
Well, I was on my way to your husband's office and I saw you through the window. I thought I should say hi.
I don't know. Hi.
Hi. Look, Luisa, I think we got off on the wrong foot. I know you don't like me much, but it's been 10 years. Don't you think it's time you and me bury the hatchet? I mean, after all, we're going to be family soon.
Mira, Nacho, let me make one thing clear. Gloria may be marrying your walking cliche of a son, but you and I will never be family. You will never be a Calderon. Let's not pretend that isn't what you're after.
All right, wait, Luisa. There's no need to be hostile. Like, you and I want the same things. A happy union for our children, a prosperous future for our families, and a happy Esteban. But don't you want Esteban to be happy?
Are you suggesting I don't know how to keep my husband happy?
No. I'm sure you know how to keep him happy. Of course not.
Then what are you implying?
I'm not implying anything. I'm just trying to be friendly.
You're not being friendly. You're a snake, and I'm the only one that sees it.
Look, I am Esteban's best friend.
Don't think you're getting away with it.
I don't know what you think I'm up to,
but... You may have tricked
Esteban. I don't understand why you assume the worst of me or of everyone.
You're a climber.
Look, I built myself from nothing. There's no shame in that.
And steps on whatever it takes to get what you want.
You're impossible.
It's like you and your son have taken over this family.
Sorry to interrupt this reunion, but Ms. Calderon, did you want the ties and silk as well?
Yes! I said all of the ties!
Got it. Sorry.
Luisa, I'm not going anywhere. So, I'm just saying, both of our lives would be easier if we could just get along.
If you want to play this game, Nacho, be my guest. You wouldn't be the first to underestimate me. Now, if you'll excuse me, my Hermes suits are waiting. Don't worry. I'm sure you can find something for yourself in the clearance section. It's in the basement.
I need some aloe. Sick burn, Luisa. While you make your triumphant badass bitch exit, let's see how Maria del Carmen's surprise date is going. Ow. Jeez. Oh, slow down. I can't see anything.
Well, that's the point of a blindfold, my caramelized lump of sugar.
So what's the surprise date? Where are we going?
You'll never guess. It's a place you've never been before. Enough with the hot air balloons. Enough with those beautiful sunsets. And enough with those relaxing cruise ships to the Caribbean. I wanted to get back to basics, just you and me. So I brought you to... a public park!
Yay, and, then where's the surprise?
This is a surprise, mi amor. You've never been to anything public.
I don't understand.
We're at a public park!
Like a poor person.
What?
Today, we're gonna see how the other half lives. Really get to know each other outside all the glitz and glam. That's why I planned this poor person date, because I want you to know that I would still love you, outside of all the money and the fame.
So we're here to just walk and talk in the park?
And have a picnic in a public park!
Okay, you have got to stop saying that. People are starting to stare. So there's food. I'm starving.
Wait, was I supposed to bring food?
Yes!
Can we just buy a picnic here, somewhere? Hey, you, common person! How much do you want for that picnic?
Oh, stop! You can't just buy someone's picnic. Let's just go home.
Oh, what a wonderful suggestion. My tender bed kitten, a little solo time with you is exactly what I've been craving.
What? No! No, I'm not referring to that.
Let's go home and you can tell me exactly what you're referring to.
Raul, I'm not ready to... You know, I've been thinking and there's something super romantic that I want to do. I think we should wait until we're married.
Wait for what?
Wait to, you know, to sex. To sex. Together.
What? Why?
I read it in a magazine. There are couples who just put a pause on all that a month before getting married to, increase the anticipation of it.
Of course. If that's what you want. But you can tell me if you don't like it or if you wanted to interrupt right now and say you were kidding. You could. You can stop.
No.
Okay. Well, okay. We will wait then.
Gracias, Raul. You're the bread to my sandwich. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry, hermanita. I guess today wasn't what you expected. Let's see if Luisa's surprise turns out better.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You know I love you. We are back on with Tea with Tatiana, and I'm your host, Tatiana, obviously.
The rich and famous have lives that everybody envies, but could we also be suffering? I mean, could they be suffering? Tonight's guest is a psychiatrist who has treated some of the most famous, including one of the Calderones. Please welcome Dr. Goldberg! My dear, it's a pleasure having such a renowned doctor. I've heard you've treated Julio Iglesias, Ricky Martin, Paulina Rubio, and my boyfriend in another life, Will Smith.
Tatiana, I'm afraid I'm not able to reveal the identity of my patients. It's confidential, you see. But it is true that I work with celebrities, and that's why I want to talk about a very serious issue. How fame and social media can damage the emotional psyche of...
So, since you brought it up, people say they have seen Luisa Calderon coming out of your office. Is that true?
Well, like I said, I can't talk about it. Now, coming back to our issue here...
Doctor, why don't you tell us about the psyche of the probably soon-to-be First Lady of Miami?
Oh, that would be unprofessional.
Oh, my God. Just kidding. Unless you want to tell us, and then I'm not kidding. Okay, well... Tell us about what it's like to treat celebrities.
Well, Tatiana, it's interesting work. Lots of patients struggle with a lack of confidence. But I do have a patient who is very, very confident. Let's call her Patient X.
Are you talking about the Luisa Calderon?
No. I'm talking about another patient, Patient X. So I've been working with X... on finding her happy place. And speaking of happy places, you know which one is mine? My Lincoln Aviator GT.
Ooh, tell me more.
I like to drive around and practice my daily affirmations. I am an intelligent, powerful, and beautiful woman before every session. It's something I already know, but it's nice to be reminded.
That's a great tip, Doctor. I'm gonna try that. Unfortunately, we are out of time. And remember, the only excuse to not post is if you're in a coma. We'll be back with more Calderon scandals on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Ooh, I'm sorry, hermanita. I guess today wasn't what you expected. Let's see if Luisa's surprise turns out better.
You won't believe who I ran into today.
Come on, less talking, more kissing.
Your wife.
What? Why are we talking about her? Are you trying to kill the mood?
Now look, that woman has always hated me, and I wonder if she suspects us something. And look, we need her to...
Don't be ridiculous. I've been married to that woman for 20 years, and she has never suspected a thing. I don't think she would believe it if she saw it with her own two...
I brought you a surprise.
Uh-oh. What's that you were saying, Esteban? This is gonna get good. Popcorn, anyone?
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, X Mayo, Andy Bustillos, and Lara Gomez. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.